If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is a mouth and a cunt full of cock. A gentle start to Sunday horn, written and read by Sundial. The sun kissing my feet, the window open wide, letting light stream a diagonal line over the mussed-up whiteness of the sheets. Your arm around me, pulling me closer to you. I lift my head onto your chest, and I let my hand stray down and find your hardness in all its glory, straining against my palm. I grip and squeeze your shaft. You say, and I smile against your chest, a satisfied sigh of noise purring out of me. His hand finds me, strokes over the skin of my hip, down to my outer thigh, where it comes to rest, the heaviness of it causing lazy waves of warmth to spread through the long muscles, spiking inwards towards my core. I feel cozy, relaxed, and so content, so glad you are here with me right now. I really don't need anything more than this. This gorgeous hypnotic feeling, this undercurrent of pure horn running through the three of us. And we lie here, your dick clutched in my fist, his hand resting on my thigh. We're suffused in warmth and the camaraderie that is our norm. You push my hair back out of my face and kiss my head. I raise myself up. His hand slides deliciously down over my thigh with the movement. Balanced on my elbow, I lean in to meet your kiss. The kiss is so light, gentle, fleeting touches of lips, the warm, wet line of your tongue licking along my top lip. Even your breath teases sensitive shivers from me. The room is quiet, the air fresh and cool. The kiss deepens, and when we break, I push the covers down, revealing my nudity. Your eyes never leave mine. Sitting up on my knees and keeping eye contact with you, I straddle your warm stomach. I push my hands into your hair then and lean down. Just before the kiss begins, you break eye contact to look at my lips. And I kiss you deeply, long and languid, my tits brushing gently over the hair on your chest. Craving the sensation, I lick your cheek, enjoying the feel of your beard on my tongue. My lips find your neck, and at the same time I shuffle further down over your body until I feel your dick pressing at my cleft. And yeah, I know exactly how wet I am. Sitting up, I grin at you, stroke the length of your shaft with my pussy, spreading my wetness all over you. Reaching back, I angle your dick upwards and slide onto it, letting you fill me up completely. I glance at him then. His dark eyes are directed down to where we join, and he looks absolutely beautiful in his lust. His eyes make a slow travel upwards over my body, lingering on my tits, and with you still deep inside, I lean down, capturing his eyes, pulling them away from my chest. Leaning close, I breathe a kiss onto his lips. When I rise, he rises with me, up onto his elbows, chasing the kiss. But I don't let him have it, pushing him back down onto the bed. Instead, I lean down and kiss you again, your tongue intruding into my mouth, sweeping over mine. You remain very still, and you do that thing with your cock. Oh, it pulses inside me. I shift and wriggle, feeling you against my cervix. He pushes the covers away then, and there it is, his cock. Long and proud, and oh, so suckable. Too tempting. He knows I want him. He knows I want to take his cock into my mouth, and so he shifts his position to where I can reach him while impaled on your dick. And I do. I lean over again, wriggling on your cock, to tease you just a little bit. But no, that's not true. I do this for me. I want to feel the length and width of you inside me. I want to feel every inch of you with my whole cunt while you watch me sucking him off. Taking hold of his dick, I squeeze the base of it, enjoying the feel of him, enjoying the involuntary grunt he lets fall from his lips. Letting some saliva fall from my own, I wet his glands. I use my other hand to stroke it over him, his dick still grasped firmly, my thumb making spit rainbows over his frenulum. Yeah, and I know just what the texture of the pad of my thumb is doing to him. I wriggle on your dick and you begin to move, tucking your hips to thrust even more deeply into me. Again and again you make this minuscule movement, and I'm absolutely loving what it's doing to my clit. Those rainbows pull a groan out of him. I lick him then, my tongue swirling around his glands. His skin is so smooth, and I'm so fucking greedy for cock, I'm salivating around him. This draws my attention again to my cunt. I can feel how wet your balls have become, pressed against me, as they are from the tenacious depth of your insistent thrusting. Oh, he grunts, and I open my mouth wider, take the whole length of him into the warm, wet cavern that is my mouth. I suck his dick hard, but with an enveloping give around my tongue that adjusts exactly to the contours of his dick. His tip slides into my throat, cutting off my breath, and I keep him there. Oh, I keep him there until I have to breathe, and then I slide my mouth back over him slowly, teasing myself that little bit longer. I will not breathe until he slips from my lips, I tell myself. And though I'm desperate to breathe, I go slower and slower, still sucking hard with the tough gentleness that is my tongue. My clit is pulsing with my breath play and your tiny, deep thrusting. This juxtaposition between femdom power and self-denial is almost, but so deliciously not, overwhelming. His glands in my mouth, oh, my tongue again snaking circles around it, my breath stuck inside me. My fingers slide around to the back of his balls, Again I wriggle on your deeply thrusting dick, and he grunts a third time. I let him slide from my mouth, drawing in breath, writing myself. Looking up into his eyes, he blows out his own breath, and after a moment gathering himself, he grins at me. You lift me then, gently, off your cock, and you rise up out of bed. Stay a moment, he says, when I rise as well. And I stare down at him, looking so desirable where he sits, his cock glistening in the sunlight. Just for a moment, he says. I turn, look at you. You're grinning at me. Coffee in 10, you say, and you leave us alone. Just for a moment then, I say. That was a mouth and a cunt full of cock, a gentle start to Sunday Horn, written and read by Sundial.